Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Players.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and today we have a very special guest. It's Trevor Harris from Edinburgh, the Fighting Scots, and if you're not familiar with Trevor Harris, you better get acquainted to him because he's a kid who's very hot on the NFL radar right now. He's a quarterback. He was the PSAC West Player of the Year two straight seasons. He basically owns every football passing record in Edinburgh football history. Trevor, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Like I said, glad to have you come on the show. Obviously, you performed last week at Ohio State's Pro Day. Talk a little bit about your Pro Day and how you think it went.
First of all, I appreciate you having me on the show. The Pro Day, I thought it went pretty well. I tested well for the most part, minus one drill. Other than that, I mean, I tested well. You know, I just felt fortunate that I got into the Pro Day and I was blessed enough to get in there and be able to show the scouts what I could do. And it was nice to be able to get invited back to throw to some of the receivers that were there. Oh. And I thought I did a decent job for myself out there when I threw also. The receivers did a great job helping me out also.
And, I mean, you are familiar. I mean, coming from a D2 school like Edinburgh, you have had, NFL scouts have been coming through Edinburgh checking you out. So being in front of the Pro Day crowd shouldn't have really thrown you off that much. But, being at Ohio State, throwing in front of the NFL eyes, I mean, was there any added pressure? Did you have to get the nerves calmed down before you started to throw?
Well, I think as a quarterback, I think you get used to it in general. I think you get in some sort of a zone. And I think if you let pressure mount to you, I think it might affect your performance. You might go a little bit offline to the right or a little bit offline to the left. But if you stay in your zone, you talk to your receivers, you think about your responsibilities as a quarterback, and kind of just block everything else out, I think it gives you an advantage that you can just stay focused and not really think about throwing in front of NFL scouts. You're just out there throwing with receivers, you know, and getting your little zone and just throw the football and, just be out in the backyard and play just like you are when you're a little kid.
Excellent. And in terms of that Pro Day, who did you talk with?
I talked with quite a few teams. It's kind of hard to say, like, because right after the Pro Day, you get a few people, probably like six or seven teams that will call your name real quick, say, hey, and they just kind of ask a little bit about you, ask for your draft day phone, and make sure they have all your information right. And it's really an exciting process, because growing up as a youngster, I mean, you always go out in your backyard and you play for your favorite NFL team, and when you're talking to people that are scouts from those teams, it's kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And it's real humbling. So, just any interest from any team has been fun, and then the higher level of interest that you get from certain teams is obviously a very fun thing.
Excellent. And from Waldo, Ohio, correct?
Yes, sir.
And obviously, you ended up in Edinburgh. Did you have any other looks coming out of high school? I mean, was there any other places you might have landed before going to Edinburgh?
I was offered a walk-on at Iowa, and I was offered a preferred walk-on at Cincinnati. And other than that, I mean, it's just, various Division II schools, an NAIA school, and a couple of Division III schools. So, I was about 175 pounds, 178 pounds coming out of high school. So I think that scared a few teams away, and maybe I just wasn't good enough, and hopefully I developed enough in college to get myself ready for the NFL.
And during your Pro Day, what did you, at your Ohio State Pro Day, what did you weigh in at, and what was the height?
I was six. I saw it printed this week, it was 6017, and I was 222 pounds, and so, I mean, I've put on about 12 pounds since the end of the season, or about 8 pounds since the Cactus Bowl, I guess I should say.
Excellent. And the Valero Cactus Bowl, that's the all-star game for D2 schools, the East-West. Obviously, you participated in that, another chance for you to play in front of NFL scouts and eyes. Before we kind of get on to that, though, one thing I wanted to touch base on was the game against West Liberty in that 64-63 final. I mean, what was it like playing in a game with that many points?
It would have been a little more fun if I was on the other end, I think, but at the same time, it was a lot of fun as an offense, because you knew stepping on the field that there wasn't a whole lot they could do to stop you. And our coaching staff did a terrific job of keeping their defense off balance, and actually gave me some freedom in the second half Downing and I have a terrific relationship to this day. I still talk to him a few times a week, and he had a lot of trust in me to do that. And you know, it was just up and down, high, fast pace, 2-minute drill. We were trying to catch them, and argument couldn't stop them either. So, I mean, you know, I just did everything I could to keep my team to believing that we could win, and you know, just go out and have some fun play.
Excellent. Trevor Harris, Edinburgh quarterback, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Players Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. And Trevor is, again, one of the top QB prospects that is going to be kind of under the radar just because he was at a D2 school and he didn't get the opportunity, you know, like some of these other guys, to go to the scouting combines and things of that nature. Did you have any interest in watching the scouting combine?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a football fan. Ever since I probably got into college, you know, I started looking at all the testing numbers, you know, looking at who benches the most reps of all the quarterbacks, who runs the fastest 40, who runs the fastest pro agility, L drill, all that stuff, and broad jump and vertical. So, you know, I was taking an extreme interest in that, and I like to see the guys compete. I like to see the guys that go to the combine and really compete and do all the drills. And, you know, I really like to watch everybody throw, you know, to see the speed, see what kind of drops they're taking, you know, see where their eyes are when they're dropping back and everything like that.
Excellent. And, I mean, does it kind of, not gag you, but, I mean, is it frustrating seeing the top QB prospects in the nation, you know, not perform at the combine, and you just kind of maybe say, you know, to yourself, I wish I was there because I'd throw?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just a competitor myself, I always want to be there.
Yeah.
I want to be there competing against the best of the best, and, you know, I just think that's anything being about being a competitor. I think you can ask just about any quarterback that wants to play at the next level. They'll feel the same way. And yeah, it is a little disheartening to see people like Sam Bradford and Jimmy Clausen not participate in some of the drills and Dan LeFever and all that. Just because you want to see him, you want to see him compete, and you want to see how you stack up. And but that's okay. I mean, they have their own thing that they're doing, their own agenda. And you know, I'm sure their agents are directing them in the right path.
Excellent. And once again, Trevor Harris on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Trevor, I mean, when did the reality kind of set in, you know, for you that, the, you know, the skill set's there, that you can take it to the next level? I mean, obviously, you know, NFL scouts have been coming to Edinburgh kind of checking you out. I mean, when that first started coming about, I mean, what was that reaction like?
The first thing that happened was my sophomore year, my coach sat me down and said, Trevor, I think if you continue to progress, I think you can play on Sunday. And I kind of just, like, laughed it off, you know, and it started to become a reality after my junior year when I had a couple NFL scouts run through for junior day. And then I had one call for the ask person film to see what he thought and everything like that. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll see where this goes. But, you know, I've just remained focused on my team. Like I said earlier, if you get off track one way or another, you're going to lose sight of what your big goals were. And my big goal was to take Edinburgh as far as I could take him. And it was really tickling, to be completely honest, you know, and you don't really get used to it. It's just, you know, every time your coach calls and says, hey, this so-and-so's here, no, they want to meet with you. And it's like, wow, you know, you get excited every time, you feel like a kid at a candy store.
Excellent. And in terms of workouts, do you have any more pro days scheduled or any private visits with teams or anything like that on the docket?
Yeah, I'm flying down to Jacksonville on April 13th. They're bringing me in to visit with their organization, and you know, that's a big place that I'm looking into. I like I've actually worked out with Nate Hughes. He's a receiver for the Jaguars, and he's a great guy. And I've talked to the Jaguars organization. They're great people. And I also have another pro day March 31st at California, Pennsylvania, and I'll be working out with a couple receivers from California, Pennsylvania, and a defensive back from Cal PA, and a linebacker from Westchester.
Nice.
So we've set up a little pro day for there on March 31st at 10 in the morning.
And March 31st, now is that going to be a day, are you just going to do passing drills, or are you going to kind of do all the combine drills over again?
I'm really undecided on that. I'd really like to compete and do everything.
Okay.
But I've been told that I should probably rest on my numbers at Ohio State, minus the L drill, because I did slip.
Okay.
On the L drill, so I'm probably going to perform the L drill, and definitely want to throw all the routes and throw as many throws as they'll let me throw. So
excellent. And once again, Trevor Harris on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Trevor, got a chance to meet your family while at the Pro Day for Ohio State. Your mother, Susan, seemed like a wonderful, wonderful woman, had a wonderful personality. She was kind of like glowing, just a big smile on her face. But we were talking a little bit, and she was telling me that she's a dance teacher, and you've been a dancer yourself for quite some time.
Are we on Layer Live? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I danced for probably about 14 years with my mom. She's passionate about dancing just like I'm passionate about football. And she gets excited, you go out there and you learn little footwork drills and you work on your athletic abilities, stretching and all that, and she likes to take credit for my footwork sometimes. But she's a great lady, she has a great personality, she's high on life all the time. And she did a tremendous job along with my father raising me.
Excellent, excellent. And looking at that, growing up, was football always the passion?
Basketball was actually probably my passion until my freshman year in high school.
Oh, okay.
Until I walked out underneath the lights my freshman year, because everybody dressed for varsity. I was about 5'7", about 120 pounds my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
And so, everybody dressed varsity. And, walking out in front of the lights, kind of got me amped up a little bit for football, and I just took over from there. I just started working out and listening as hard as I could, and it all took off from there. My love for football, it really changed me into a football player as opposed to a basketball player.
Excellent, excellent. And Trevor, everyone who comes on the show, I always say, if we put Trevor Harris in an NFL uniform right now, who are you going to remind us the most that plays on Sundays?
Man, I'm not really sure. I feel like as a quarterback, at least, you develop your own style. I think everybody develops their own style. From a mental aspect, I always try and emulate Peyton Manning. You always see him out there, change of plays at the line of scrimmage, and I got the opportunity to do that a little bit my senior year at Edinburgh. But as for one person you emulate really altogether, I really don't know.
Excellent, excellent. And how about game film? I always ask the guys this question, too. Is there anything that we might not have been able to notice that you do real well, maybe just because of the style of the offense you're in? Maybe it was scrambling, or maybe it was, some other knack, something that, if we crack the game film on, we're just not going to be able to pick up on it, but you know about it because you're you, and you know yourself better than anybody. Anything like that to comment on?
I think really just the intangibles of leadership and preparation. I'm constantly in the film room. You might not be able to see it when you watch game film, but I do check up a lot of plays at the line of scrimmage just by a thumb up or a thumb down or some sort of signal, or yell to the offensive line that we're going to change a running play, like really on their scheme, just depending on their scheme, their defensive scheme. And the other thing is leadership. I think every quarterback has their own style of leadership. But I feel like I did a good job in college, if nothing else, being a leader of our team and getting our guys excited to play and believing in our system.
Excellent, excellent. And Trevor, looking at this dream that's becoming a reality to you, when draft day rolls around, do you have any plans or anything like that? Are you going to sit with the family and kind of just watch the draft Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? It's a biggie, long week event now. Any draft plans thus far?
Actually, my best friend, and he's also my younger brother. I just call him my best friend, he has a spring game that day.
Okay.
And he's going to be taking over a quarterback next year at Edinburgh, which I'm a little biased, but I feel like he's better than I was at his age, and he's going to be a stud. So, I'm going to go up and watch his spring game, and, after his spring game's over, I'm sure I'll have time to sit down and watch the draft a little bit. Hopefully I get my name called, and if not, I'll be anxiously awaiting. Hopefully, if I'm fortunate enough to get some free agent deals, that'd be nice also, just really looking forward to any opportunity I get.
Excellent. Trevor Harris once again on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Trevor, before we let you go today, we always like to have some fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out. And there's questions on the lighter side of things. Are you ready to take a shot at it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. If Trevor Harris could take out any female celebrity to dinner, who would you like to take?
Oh, man, probably Carrie Underwood.
Very nice. Three votes for Carrie Underwood, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Beyonce and Halle Berry are the distant front runners right now. They're Beyonce has a 2-point lead over Halle Berry. Second down for you, Trevor. If you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great quarterback skills or your dancing skills, is there any other talents that you have that we don't know about?
I said maybe basketball. I've always been a decent basketball player. Other than that, maybe juggling. I'm not really sure.
Excellent. And the final question for you today, Trevor, if you could be the face of a company, if you could start advertising a product, who would you like to advertise and be the spokesperson for? What would you like to take a shot at there?
Nike, probably. That's all I wear. Be a good person for Nike, I hope.
Excellent. Well, hey, Trevor, we want to wish you the best. Obviously, April 13th, working out with the Jaguars. We wish you the best of luck there. We wish you the best of luck on your pro day. Hope things go well there. And we would love you to have you back on the show to talk about things, you know, and see how these workouts and your pro days are going.
Okay, yeah, terrific. And the 13th is just a visit to Jacksonville. We'll be working out and just going down to visit their organization.
Oh, excellent. Hey, no problems there, my man. Hey, again, best of luck, and we look forward to talking to you again on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm on the show, and you guys do great work.
Thanks. That's Trevor Harris, one of the top QB standouts, D2. He was the D2, he was the West Player of the Year in the PSAC conference, like two straight years. He was the Player of the Year. He was also, invited to the Valor Cactus Bowl for the All-Star games between those conferences. Like I said, a kid to keep your eye on. I know a lot of people are high on him. Edinburgh isn't a name that gets a lot of NFL love. But like I said, he's a kid that's going to bring Edinburgh some NFL love with the type of play that he had at his time at that school. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and thanks again for taking some time and listening to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And remember, if you go to the site and you see the All Access membership, if you type in Bo VIP, you're going to get 50% off. And I know I'm not going to be able to run that promotion much longer as we build up to it, so make sure you take advantage of that Bo VIP 50% off All Access membership discount. I don't want you guys to pay more than you have to, but I can only hold these discounts for so long. Once again, I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and thanks for joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.